Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you something very useful today called automatic. We have Will Knight. Will, he is the senior editor at MIT Technology Review. Hi, Will, 你好。
你好。
Right, automatic. This is very topical. You've been writing a lot of articles about this, or the entire MIT Technology Review has been looking into the future of automation.
Yes, that's right. Yes, we've been covering artificial intelligence and robotics for a while, and it's a topic that's getting more and more interesting these days.
Mm-hmm. And of course, it's very topical in Chinese context, because I just saw another article you wrote not long ago, like how China is automating a lot of process in the machine, in the factory, in the consumer, in the, like a commerce as well.
Yeah, it's a huge kind of revolution in China. It's absolutely fascinating. This is one reason I wanted to learn Chinese, is because I've been traveling there and visiting really interesting places like factories and companies that are doing all sorts of things with automation. It's truly amazing, and the speed at which everything is developing there is fascinating.
Great, you're in the right place. The way to say automation or automatic in Chinese, we say 自动. 自, it's self. Mm-hmm. And 动, that means to move. So something which can move by itself, 自动. Yeah, so something which can move by yourself, that's automated. So 自, the character itself, that actually means someone's nose. And imagine in ancient time when Chinese people invented the symbol, they pointed their own nose saying, hey, that's myself.
That's great.
So 自, that's the first character. And then 动 is the character. It's the shape is actually combining between something very heavy, a symbol for heavy stuff, and also a symbol for power. So imagine you need power to move heavy stuff, to lift it or to move it. And you can imagine ancient Chinese people were very clever. They were good at physics. Mm-hmm. We had to wait for Newton to discover that. And then Chinese people, thousands of years ago, they already realized that you need power to move stuff forward.
Right.
So 自动.
自动.
Yeah, 自动. So 自动 means anything automatic. So when you say, for example, when you have a lot of doors, they can open automatically. We call them 自动门.
自动门.
Yeah, so any door with a sensor that you can just open automatically, we say that's 自动门.
自动门.
Yeah, 自动门.
Okay. So can you add 自动 to a lot of different things?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Now we are talking. So we say the automatic car, we say 自动车.
自动车.
Yeah, 车 means the car. And then it's not really the car in the Western sense. 车 in Chinese concept, that's actually anything with the wheels.
Ah.
Could be one wheel, two wheels, 10 wheels, four wheels. So they call vehicle with the wheels 车.
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 Yeah, and the shape of a car originally in ancient form is way more complicated than nowadays. And that actually showed the carriage with the wheels. And you see a lot of circles running around in that ancient character. And now it's been simplified a lot more. So anything with the wheels, either the bicycle, tricycle, or cars, or bus, or even a train, they use 车 as the major noun. And then to say, okay, that's the train, then use the fire.
Ah.
Fire car is the train, because imagine the ancient time, the steam engine.
Ah.
And then to say it's a taxi, they would say that's a rental car. And of course, different from the nowadays rental car. That's the ancient time when the taxi service first started. So 自动车 is the automatic car.
So that means a self-driving car?
Gradually, it evolved into the self-driving car. So if you say 自动车 in Taiwan, people will say, yeah, the self-driving car. But then in China, in some places, it's quite regional. So some places, they consider 自动车 as like automobile.
I see. Interesting.
Yeah. So the language, just like everything else, just evolved. Just like in ancient time, computer was not the computer devices we talk about. It's not a laptop or desktop we talk about. In ancient time in English, computer was the people with a job
mm-hmm.
doing computing. So in this case, the Chinese words, they also evolved over time. And 自动车 in some places, yes, it's electrical car or a self-driving car, but in some places that just means automobile.
Yeah, I think these are going to be very useful because I think there's a lot of self-driving cars and electric cars going to be appearing in China, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I think they are running some pilots there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then in addition to 自动门, 自动车, we can say, okay, automation.
Mm-hmm.
The process of making things automatic, we say 自动化.
自动化.
Yeah, 自动 is self-motion, 化, that means formation.
Interesting.
Yeah, so the formation into automation, 自动化.
Cool.
Yeah, so what is the trend? I know the trend is sort of, in a way, is very broad term, but in terms of automation, what you can see in the next 5 years?
Well, one very important trend is a lot of robots coming into the factories in China.
Yep.
Lots of manufacturing is becoming much more high-tech and automated. But also there's amazing amounts of research into artificial intelligence at universities and big tech companies.
Yep.
I think the companies in China are really kind of rivaling the likes of Google and Amazon and Apple in terms of their research. So when I've been there, I've seen so much excitement for artificial intelligence and automation generally. It's pretty amazing.
Right. And then do you see a lot of collaboration or companies tend to do their own things?
Yeah, lots of collaboration, lots of actually international collaboration, loads of researchers who are based in the US working with people from China. Yeah, I think that scene is very much international. It's interesting, and that's one thing I think is pretty cool about it, is that you have these conferences where everybody gets together, and there's lots of sharing of information and sharing of advances, and everything's happening so quickly right now. It's very exciting.
Right. I guess in the process of 自动化 automation, we actually generate a huge amount of data. And in the ancient time, when we learn something, we keep everything inside us.
Right.
Yeah, teaching is part of the sharing, but there's a physical limitation, how many people we can teach one-on-one, and later on, of course, with the radio, with the television, and even with the computer. And now, between the machines, they learn between themselves.
Right, yeah, that's amazing, right? A lot of research in robotics involves robots that teach themselves how to do things. This is something that's happened in the last few years, and it's pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there are definitely big companies like Foxconn is looking at very advanced robotics in China, and it does involve having the robot experiment with what they're doing and try and figure out how to, like, say, grasp something. It's pretty amazing.
Right. So 自动化 will continue growing in the future. I remember when we say high tech, it's all, everything is into the context. Like 20 years ago, you would say Nespresso coffee machine was a state-of-art technology.
Right.
But nowadays, it's necessity. That was the home appliance. No one
Absolutely.
Would consider your dishwasher as technology. And that was actually 自动化. That's part of 自动化. And nowadays, we just take it for granted.
Right. I think that's very true. That's a good observation.
So can you envisage what sort of the function in a society can't be 自动化?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah, there are a lot of things that we do as humans, such as this conversation we're having, that you can't automate. You know, language is incredibly difficult to master with machines. So I think there's going to be lots of need for humans to do that sort
mm-hmm.
of thing. And social intelligence and emotional intelligence is something that we're not even looking at automating at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So when there's a lot of conversation about automating stuff, I think it's very good to recognize there are things we can't. And actually collaborating with machines is going to be a huge trend, I think. And you can already see this in Chinese factories where people are, and offices, I should say, where people are working more and more with robots or with automation. And it's fascinating to see that sort of blending together.
Right. Okay. Thank you for sharing, Will. Thank you for listening. Today we talk about automation, 自动化. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you've learned. 再见, Will.
再见.